Hello, everybody. I hope everyone is having an absolutely great day. We're back with the second year of a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I'm Matthew Johnson. Next to me, I have Callie.
Hello.
And then for about 10 minutes, we have Garrett Drake.
It's great to be here.
He's going to help me with sports.
Yes.
But our big change is Jasmine McWilliams has transferred to North Central High School.
Good job, Jasmine.
She betrayed us, and now I guess I'm stuck with Callie.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun year.
R.I.P. Jasmine, we miss you. Come back soon.
Hey, insulted. She already said that she was going to come on for a show here soon.
Did she?
Yeah.
She did not tell me that.
Oh, well, I was talking to her the other day, and she said she'll come on for a guest show sometime.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't tell me the good news, Jasmine? I see how it is.
I wanted to tell you on air.
Is that why?
Yeah.
I feel like you just totally forgot until I brought it up.
I did.
But he was their primary scoring option, so I feel like going from a primary role to a secondary role is going to be different for Tyreek Evans, but I feel like he'll adjust well and put up...
He'll adjust just like Victor, I believe.
I'd say put up 12 to 15 points a game. So.
And I think it's really nice. He's a nice ball handler. He can make plays. He's not all about scoring. He can shoot. He can go inside. He can pass. So he's like someone we can set up plays with.
I thought it was a great pickup.
Come playoff time, if we have Tyreek Evans and Victor to start the game, instead of relying... everything on Victor's shoulders to like make plays, make the open passes. We'll have two ball handling options to take like the pressure off each other.
It's we can also have Bojan Bogdanović on one wing and then Tyreek Evans on the opposite side. So
Bojan's I slept on Bojan so hard. I was like, Bojan, we should cut him. And then like come end of the season, ooh, that logo three he hit in the playoffs. That is legendary.
I knew he was a talented player when we signed him because when he was with Brooklyn coming into the league, he was really good. He scored like over 40 in one game, but ever since then, he kind of fell off a little bit. But it just has to, it really has to be the right situation for a player. We saw the same thing with Lance Stephenson.
But Bogey, even though he's a good player, his consistency definitely needs help. Because like he'll go and I know it's like kind of the shooters, like. When I go play basketball, I'll shoot better one day than I do the next.
It happens.
I'm not even that good, but you can notice. But it happens to players, but it seemed like he had like one month periods. Like they were super long periods where he just couldn't hit a shot. Like they might as well have had me on the court with one hand behind my back.
And that's the main thing with shooters. If that's all you do and that's your only job and you're in one of those shooting slumps, he can't drive the ball. Shooting is all he does, so it's going to look like he's not producing, but really it's just he's not
playing well.
Yeah.
And I don't know, towards the end of the season, he really started hitting the hole, and that was like a major key point to his game. But other than that...
Yeah, well, you're a listener, so therefore you
okay,
must
I give it an 8 out of 10.
All right. Oh, ew. Okay, that's too high.
I thought it was... I literally listened to it on repeat for about 2 weeks.
I just didn't think it was good.
Speaking of repeat, I've also had Kamikaze by Eminem on repeat.
Oh my gosh. I love this album so
much.
There's
only two songs I don't like.
What songs?
The last two, Nice Guy and...
The Venom one?
No, not the Venom. It was
Nice Guy and Good Guy?
Yeah. All right. I didn't like those.
Those? Okay. They weren't great.
I don't know why he would put singing in that album because how hard it went. Like, that album was just... Pure Slim Shady.
It was, yes. He went back to the old, I'm starting to yell. He went back to the old Eminem. I loved it so much. He's more on
Kelly
that track.
Kelly yells a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like I should turn my mic down just slightly.
No, because then you're like 10 feet away. I see you wobbling over there. Like, you'll be up here, and then you'll be back there. So just keep it level. Just try not to yell.
All right. But, no, okay. So I hated the Revival album, like, a lot.
I liked it.
I didn't.
I'm the only person on the planet that liked Revival.
Probably.
And that's just, I don't know. I grew up in Michigan.
Okay.
It's kind of hard not to be like an Eminem lover if you grew up in Michigan.
One thing.
He's everywhere.
Oh, gosh. Where was it? Oh, in his song Greatest. Okay. I love that one, first off.
Is that your favorite song of them?
Between that and Kamikaze.
Mine's either The Ringer or Kamikaze. Or
I like
Stepping
Lucky
Stones.
You.
I really
oh,
like
that's
Stepping
a good
Stones.
One. Okay, they're all good ones. It's
they're
all back to old Eminem, like story times. I don't know.
Like when Eminem.
Eminem.
When Eminem starts yelling on a song, it's going to be good.
But I also like that he keeps some of the old ideas still present. Like he still bashes Dre, like Dr. Dre.
Dr.
I
Dre
like
produced that album.
But he still, like, bashes him, and he makes jokes about it.
Well, of course he's going to make jokes.